TV.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to MCTV, and the audio you're going to hear today is a demonstration of just how illogical and unintelligent members of the body of Christ can be, because these are members of the body of Christ, and yet on the topic of Christ, they have no idea what they're talking about. In fact, they admit this is the shock. I noticed this the first time I watched this video. I didn't believe it at first, but after watching it four or five or six times, they are actually admitting that they do not understand it. It's not that they don't believe that Christ created everything and that Christ had a glory with the Father before the world was and that Christ emptied himself to become human. It's not just that they don't believe it. Number one, they don't understand it. And Liam McAllister admits he just doesn't understand it. He says it sounds like a Disney movie to him. It sounds like science fiction. He doesn't get it. And Richard Golko admits that he just doesn't have the faith. He doesn't use the word faith, but he can't understand the humility of a Christ that preexisted his birth in Bethlehem and let go of a celestial glory to become like us. Richard Golko admits, and you're going to hear it, he admits that it's beyond him. It's beyond him to even understand it. And my take on that is he doesn't have the faith to believe it. He just doesn't have the faith. And so instead of making videos purporting to teach on this topic, these men who are admitting on tape, on video, admitting they don't understand it and they don't have the capacity. They don't have the capacity to understand it. They don't have the faith to believe it. These men need to stop talking about it. Get out of the game. Just shrug and go home. Shrug your shoulders. It sounds like a Disney movie to you. The rest of us understand it. You're going to hear Liam say, the word became flesh. I don't even know what that means. Exactly. You don't know what that means. So what the hell are you doing commenting on it? And Richard Golko admits that it's just he can't even imagine the faith of someone who would humble himself from a celestial form to come to be human. Exactly right. You don't. So what the hell are you doing claiming to be an expert on it? You're in the dark. You're deluded. And you admit you're in the dark. You admit you don't get it. You admit it sounds like fantasy to you. Other topics you seem to understand. Other fantastic topics like Jesus walking on water, the snatching away, these seem reasonable to you, but this topic is beyond you. Which is very strange to me, because as we have been discussing here, those of us who believe in Christ's pre-Bethlehem glory, we know that a child can understand it. So there's something very dark and very malevolent that has happened to these men that to cause them to not be able to even grasp the concept. That's why they don't believe it. That's why. I'm just realizing this. They don't believe it because they don't understand it. They can't even approach it. And they admit to it. I don't know if I'm going to get to that part. I keep thinking I'm going to get to that part in the show. Maybe I won't even get to it, but that's the answer. You can't believe in something you don't even understand. You can't believe in something that God has not given you the faith to grasp. And you're going to hear it in their own words. They can't hear their own words. But we, looking in from the outside, can hear their own words. And you're also going to hear Clyde Pilkington make the classic mistake of false equivalence. And there's another guy. I wish I knew his name because I would call him out so freaking hard. I don't know his name. I don't even know who it is. But I'm going to play it for you and you can watch the video, which will be linked below, and see who it is. And realize that anybody who reasons like this individual has no business teaching the word of God. I will be kind and say on this topic, I want to say word of God, period. And you know what? I think I will say the word of God, period, because there is a principle that There are principles of logic that need to be understood. False equivalence is one. This is Clyde Pilkington's classic mistake. He doesn't even know the mistake exists, let alone that he's committing it. He thinks that because we have one thing in common with Christ, that is that we were both foreknown. Therefore, since Clyde didn't pre-exist, Christ can't pre-exist. It's a false equivalence that because Christ and us, because we have one thing in common, we must have everything in common. And it's just, I'm going to give you an example in the regular world that will make it clear to you how idiotic this is, and you will see it. It's weird that when I give an example in the real world, so-called, you can see it. But then when we transfer to the scriptural world, all of a sudden people become like mystics, and they lose track of their minds. They don't think logically anymore, and they obfuscate, they turn on the fog machine, and they cause everybody to misunderstand this topic. But this is a new revelation today. It's a new revelation. It's a breakthrough thing I'm telling you today, is that they can't believe it because they don't understand it. And God hasn't given them the faith to encompass it. Their minds can't reach it. And you might say our minds can't reach it either, but by faith we grasp it because the Word of God says it. They don't have the faith for it. God hasn't given it to them. I thought it was a mental issue, like a intellectual issue. I think on the logical problems, the false equivalence, the total unconsciousness of the law of the metaphor, that might be a mental issue, but this other thing is a faith issue. Okay, before I get started on the audio, I want to apologize again to Paula from Holland, who I will refer to here as PFH, and I confused her with Kansas City Paula, KCP. So Kansas City Paula was actually the one who suggested that all miracles should have a natural explanation that obey all the laws of nature. That's why she is a Tory, and I love Paula of Kansas City. Kansas City Paula, KCP. We're friends. I love her. But she doesn't understand this either. And she thinks that there's solid, concrete proof that Jesus Christ was born out of sperm. Of course, there's not. If by solid, concrete proof you mean no proof, then okay, I can ride with you. But no, you have no proof whatsoever. And so the problem was, is I mistakenly credited, quote unquote, PFH, you know, Paula from Holland, with that comment. And Paula from Holland, who's a very gentle soul, always says sensible, wonderful things. She got upset at me. She got a little hot at Zender. Yes, the innocent little fuzzball, your host, your kindly, innocent host, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, she was miffed. And I'm glad she was miffed. It made me happy. I mean, it made me upset at myself on one level, because I was sorry I had mistaken her for KCP. But now I realize the truth. But what I liked about it was she was so upset to be associated with the Tories. She was furious. She was, I'm not one of them. I loved it. I loved the, like, desperation, like the panic. It's like, no, I'm not. Like, the gulf between me and the Tories is wider than the gulf between the rich man and Lazarus. And that's true. The gulf between PFH and KCP, in this case, is as wide as the, on this topic, is as wide as the gulf between the rich man and Lazarus. And so on we go. Again, please, PFH, accept my apologies. And KCP, you know I love you, but I meant to put all that load of BS on you. Sorry, I had to say it. Okay, I had to say it. Okay, so now, as promised, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to the audio. We're going to start with Clyde Pilkington here, who, for the first 3 seconds, I agree with him. Could be 4 seconds. Let's find out.
The man Christ Jesus. So the one who sits on the throne at the right hand of the Father is still a man. He's a
He's a man. Yes, he's a man. Oh, admit that all day.
Glorified.
He's a glorified man.
Yeah. Man. He is an immortal man, but he's still a man.
Who says he's not a man? Of course he's still a man. So far I agree with him. What was that, 6 seconds? I'm agreeing with Clyde for 6 seconds. Stop the presses. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
And humanity has limitations.
Oh, now we start with a problem. Humanity has limitations. Now, what he's doing, what Clyde Pilkington is doing, this is the voice of Clyde Pilkington. But humanity, even though he's a man, humanity has limitations. And at this point, he is linking Christ with us and assuming that we're identical. He's assuming that Jesus Christ has the same limitations we do. This is an error of logic. This is an error of logic. But Clyde doesn't know it exists, and he doesn't know he's committing it. But while he's committing it, Richard Golko is just smiling like the Cheshire Cat. He's just so happy when Clyde makes this mistake. And let's listen to the mistake. Humanity has limitations, he says. Let's go back a little bit and listen to this. He's an immortal man. Let's go.
Man.
Yes.
And humanity has limitations.
Oh, what are
those? One of the things we know about humanity.
Yes, one of the things
we know. Is that men do not pre-exist their birth. Hmm. They do not live in other lives and do things prior to their birth.
Men do not live other lives and do things prior to their birth. I'm going to show you the video here because Richard Golko is beaming. But what Clyde is doing, he is assuming that because we, me, you, the rest of all of us that came into being via the soil and via sperm, unlike Christ, who came into being via heaven and not sperm. There's one of the little differences we talked about last week. Besides that, he had a glory with the Father before the world was. He was in the form of God. He was the God that the Israelites were dealing with in the Old Testament, according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. That is, the God they dealt with was actually the image of the invisible God. Wasn't God the Father, wasn't the same being, but he was the image of the invisible God. You can't see God. And so who did they see? Who did Moses see? Who showed up with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace? Who approached Abraham in his tent by the oaks of Mamre? Who was that? It was the Son of God. And John is telling them in John chapter 1 that the God they knew was actually the Word, the expression of God. And he explains that the Word is a metaphor for the expression. It's just a metaphor. Christ is called the Sheep Gate. I know that Liam doesn't get this like a Disney movie to Liam. You're going to hear that later. He doesn't understand that the Word is a metaphor for Christ, just like he's a sheep gate. He's the vine, and Israel's the branches. He's the head of the body. That's also another metaphor. And he's the Word. That's another metaphor. He's the expression of God, but the Word became flesh. Oh, how did that happen? Well, of course, Philippians 2, 6 through 8 describes it. So Clyde, watch this. Look at how Richard Golko, watch this video. I'm going to show you the video here.
The man, Christ Jesus. So the one who sits on the throne at the right hand of the Father is still a man. He's a glorified man. He is an immortal man, but he's still a man.
Yes.
And humanity has limitations. And one of the things we know about humanity is that men do not pre-exist their birth. They do not live in other lives and do things prior to their birth.
Look at him. They do not live in other lives. Do not do things prior to their birth. Men don't. Men in general. And so it's this false equivalency that now he's saying that we in Christ are exactly alike. That's what all the Tories are saying. And since Clyde didn't pre-exist his birth, then neither did Jesus. That's the point. And he says it like, and nobody corrects him. Far from it. Richard Golko smiles like the Cheshire Cat here. Let's listen to it again. Sorry to torture you.
Man.
Yes.
And humanity has limitations.
Well, humanity has limitations. And he, because of that, he says that Jesus Christ has limitations. Sperm-created humanity has limitations. Soil-created humanity has limitations. We have limitations that he, Christ, did not have. That's obvious to all of us, except these guys. It's not obvious to these guys because their faith is so little here that they can't attain to the fact that Christ Jesus did not have the same limitations we had, did not have the same history that we had. This is so wrong, this assumption. Let's watch it again, listen to it again, and then I'm going to give you a real-world example. And when you hear the real-world example, it'll be so obvious.
One of the things we know about humanity is that men do not pre-exist their birth.
Yeah, most of them don't. Most of them don't. In fact, there's only one who did. Only one. It's a unique being. You may have heard of him. His name is Jesus Christ. Or you can call him Christ Jesus. You can call him the Son of God. You can call him the Son of Man. You can call him the image of the invisible God. You can call him the Alpha and the Omega. He has many titles. And he even is worthy to take all the titles of God. And yet Clyde Pilkington is putting him in the same boat as the rest of the human race. Because men have limitations. Right there, as soon as he says men have limitations, he's lumping Jesus Christ in with us. I need you to see this so badly that I might spend the rest of the show just causing you to see this. And I'm going to give you the real-world example in a second. You see how wrong it is. I agreed with him for, what, 6 seconds? Let's go back.
At the right hand of the Father is still a man. He's a glorified man. He is an immortal.
And they think they're doing such a noble thing to say, oh, yeah, he's a glorified man. They're really giving him his due here. He's at the right hand of God. He's a glorified man. But don't get too excited. Don't start thinking he's got some like extraterrestrial glory or anything, because all humans have limitations, you see. And he had the same limitations as us, according to Clyde Pilkington. And this man claims to be an expert. And he's making this false equivalence. That because we have one point in contact, being foreknown, being men, that's the point. He brings up the point of contact of being foreknown later. Somebody does. But right now, the one point of contact is we're all men. We're all human. And yet Christ was human. Christ was a man, and I'm a man. I'm a man. Christ is a man. I'm a man. Christ is a man. Humanity has limitations. I didn't pre-exist. Therefore, here comes the leap of logic. Christ did not pre-exist. Richard Golko, boo! Oh, he just freaking loves that. Loves it. Has no idea that Clyde is committing a crime of logic here. You have to see this. You have to understand this, because Clyde makes this throughout his career. It's not just here. He makes it in his book, Wife Loving. Okay, I'll talk about that later, maybe.
Christ Jesus. So the one who sits on the throne at the right hand of the Father is still a man. He's a glorified man. He is an immortal man, he's still a man. Humanity has limitations. One of the things we know, about humanity is that men do not pre-exist their birth.
All of them?
They do not live in other lives and do things prior to their birth. Yeah. Otherwise, they're not men.
He also has to
be. Otherwise, they're not men. What a gigantic mistake. Otherwise, they're not men. So Jesus Christ was only a man like us. And if he pre-existed, then he's not a man. And all men have limitations. And my limitations are Jesus Christ's limitations. That's what this so-called expert is telling us in this video. And everybody's loving it. The same limitations. Here's the real world example to show you how dumb this mistake is. I live in a place in Florida. Okay. Donald Trump also lives in a place in Florida. We're both residents of Florida. My place is not worth $300 million. Therefore, Donald Trump's place is not worth $300 million. That is the caliber of the logic being exercised here. We're both residents of Florida. All of humanity has limitations. Me and Trump, we're both Floridians. My place in Florida isn't worth $300 million. Therefore, neither is Trump's. Because we're the same. Exactly the same. Why? Because we both live in Florida. No, that is how stupid this mistake is. That because we're both men, us and Christ. Christ was a man. He still is a man. Glorified man. He was the Son of Man on earth. He's human. And we're human. But one thing all humanity has in common, one thing that people who live in Florida all have in common, they all have the same limitations. None of them have places worth over a couple thousand dollars. What? Haven't you looked at Trump's place? Haven't you looked at Jesus Christ's resume? How about we go to the scriptures and find out if what you're telling me is true? But you're telling me it's true based on faulty, to put it mildly, logic. That says because there is one point of contact between two beings, then all points of contact apply. And we can say the same thing of Christ as we can say of us. I can say the same thing of Donald Trump as I can of myself. Strange thing is, in both cases, even in my real world example, we can go to my place and we can go to Donald Trump's place in Florida and you can see the freaking difference. But it's the same thing here. You would think, well, it's easy to prove in that stupid Florida analogy, Martin. It's just as stupid as this Christ analogy. And we can prove it. Clyde doesn't realize he's actually proving it but he's not going to scripture. He just assumes. He's not going to scripture. He's not showing the difference. He's not going to Mar-a-Lago. He's not going to Philippians 2, 8, 9. That's Mar-a-Lago for Christ. That's Mar-a-Lago for Christ. Philippians 2, 8, 9. And John 17, 5, glory with the Father before the world was. All the verses we've already talked about. Clyde is dispensing with all those verses. He's not bringing any of them up. And he's relying on the commonality of us and Christ. And because there's one point in common, he thinks all points are in common. And he gets away with it. He gets away with it. Nobody questions him. Nobody knows he's doing it. There's basically two mistakes being made in these clips that I'm going to be showing you today and tomorrow. The third mistake is finding out that there's a lack of intelligence and lack of faith. I finally figured that out. But the mistake is false equivalence and disobeying, not even recognizing, not even knowing that the law of the metaphor exists. I might have time for one more short clip here because everybody agrees with Clyde, naturally. Here we go.
He also has to be a man in order to die for our sins. And then
this is Liam McAllister. He also needs to be a man in order to die for our sins. Oh, he does need to be a man in order to die for our sins. Oh, I think I believe I agreed with Liam for what? 3 seconds there. Let's see if I can
get
he also has to be a man in order to die for our sins. And then be baptized into his death. You know, a celestial cannot die for our sins.
There's a mistake. A celestial cannot die for our sins. Says who? Says Liam McAllister. Got a proof for that? No. A celestial cannot die for our sins. A celestial did die for our sins. It took a celestial to die for our sins because a man in our predicament could not die for our sins, as I told you on Friday. So, well, a celestial can't die for our sins. Prove it. I got proof a celestial did die for our sins. You want to hear it? It's that beautiful verse I shared with you on Friday, 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 47, and this time going down to verse 48. The first man was out of the earth, soilish. The second man is the Lord out of heaven. Big difference.
The very next verse, 1 Corinthians 15, 48, from the Concordant, literal New Testament, reads this way. Such as the soilish one is, such are those also who are soilish. And such as the celestial one, such are those also who are celestials. Liam McAllister claims that we could not be saved by a celestial being. Does he have proof for that? No. He simply can't imagine how it could possibly happen. Yet 1 Corinthians 15, 47 and 48 assures us that salvation came precisely from a celestial being, namely from the second man, that is, the Lord, out of heaven.
Well, humanity has limitations, said Clyde. Well, humanity coming out of the soil has a lot more limitations than the Lord coming out of heaven. It's not that he had limitations. He didn't exercise his prerogatives. He did not have the limitations. He chose the limitations. Clyde puts him in the same prison as we are. It's true he chose not to exercise his prerogatives, but that certainly doesn't make him equal to us because we don't have those prerogatives. We don't have the choice to walk on water rather than taking a rowboat. We don't have the choice to pull food endlessly out of baskets instead of going to the grocery store. We don't have the choice of calling down legions of angels but deciding not to. So how is that? Us having the same limitations as Jesus Christ. Bad move. Bad logic. Horrible doctrine.